Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe and Archie Daddy, let's get into prices. A glass of wine, Eileen.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
Set the record, off you go. Glass of wine, where and how much?
Okay, I was in Mallow on Saturday, and I popped in for a bite to eat into the Hibernian Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I had €20 handy. I said this would definitely cover what I had. I asked for a glass of Chardonnay with my dinner, you know?
Yeah.
And when I went to the bar, he said €1.30 extra, which would have been €21.30. So that was fine. I gave him his money. And when he gave me the receipt, I just looked at it, and it said €9.30 for the glass of Chardonnay.
Wow.
Now, I thought that was absolutely outrageous. And the thing is, if I had been told beforehand,
uh-huh.
I wouldn't have bought it at all.
And was it a large glass of
not at all. The glass was large, Joe, but the little drop in the bottom of it was the same as
all. Well, many mouthfuls.
About four, I'd say. Just, the drop in the bottom of the glass as such, like. But I had said to him, I said, if I had known how much it was, I wouldn't have bought it at all. And he said, you should have been told actually how much it was, he said, before you ordered it. But I hadn't been told,
Eileen, do you know how much you ordinarily would pay for a glass of
wine? Well, I would have been prepared for €5.50 to €6. But no way. €9.30 is absolutely outrageous. And I said, they're crying out for tourists to come into the country. And they're crying out for this, that and the other thing. And it's only a pure rip-off.
Stephanie Tarrant, that's Eileen, 51551. Stephanie Tarrant, you were on the train, a croissant.
Combien, yes,
how much?
€6.50, Joe.
For a cup of tea and a croissant?
The croissant. I said, it didn't even come with a Frenchman, Joe, at that price.
Oh,
I know.
C'est la vie. €6.50 just for the croissant, no cup of tea or anything with it?
Well, Joe, we were travelling on the train. Isabella and I were actually going up to Riverdance. She's only 7 and
yeah.
She was a bit hungry. She said, look, the lady said, look, have a croissant. We said, fine. We were actually travelling in the first class carriage because it's a bit of a day out and the tea is free normally with that.
Hmm.
And I said, okay, we'll get the croissant. I didn't really look at it. I just said, whichever. And then when I looked at the menu, I said, €6.50. I said, oh, goodness, okay. So I paid the lady, lovely lady, they always are on the train. And I came home and I said to Wiz, my husband, I said, I paid €6.50 for the croissant today. And he said, well, that's madness. And I said, yeah, it came on a plate with a serviette, a little thing of, the jam,
a butter
and a marmalade or something. And that was it.
And how much was it straight out of the oven? Was it extra special?
No, Joe, I could have kept the door open here with it. It wasn't at all. Isabella only ate a little bit of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And to buy a croissant like that in a supermarket, how much?
Well, put it this way. Wills went to Super Value and Care now yesterday, and I think he paid 50 or 60 cents each for them.
Wow.
And they were fabulous. I know, but if you look at their menu,
it was 13 times the price.
I know. And it wasn't even as nice at all. And the tea toast actually on the carriage.
So there's a markup. So the markup on the croissant is 1,300%.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's online. You can see it on the menu, the price. Now, online it says €6.20, but it is €6.50. I was charged for it. And the tea is free, but I know it says it comes with a tea. But even at that, yeah, it's great. Tea and toast is around the same price, Joe.
Okay, now, did you get a cup of tea with the croissant? That's what I'm asking.
Well, I did. But, like, I would normally. You get it free when you travel like that as well, yeah.
So the croissant with a cup of tea was €6.50?
Yeah, it was in total, yeah. But as I said...
But if you just if you didn't want tea, how much would you pay for the croissant?
€6.50.
Oh, €6.50, okay. €6.50,
yeah, because I bought it for Isabella, as I said... she's 7.
Okay, stay there for a sec, Stephanie. Betty is in Birmingham. Betty, you were on holidays in Ireland. When you live there, you're home in Ireland, so to speak. The hotel, what'd you say, the food was abominable?
Yes, it really was dreadful, Joe. We've eaten out in quite a lot of places. you know, rather than staying in the hotel all the time for dinner in the evenings. So we went to a few places which were quite good. The food was good, but it was expensive. But at least you could, it was really was nice. And then we went down to Glendalough. And my husband ordered Irish stew.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, you've never seen anything like it in your life.
Well, describe it to me because I've never seen it.
Well, it was a plate of potatoes with gravy on it. That's the only way I can explain it.
That's the Irish stew?
That was the Irish stew. We could not believe it. We called the waitress. We said she came back with a little drop of gravy in a jug to pour over the potatoes. So my husband said, oh, leave it, leave it. I said, no, I won't leave it. I said, that's ridiculous. Anyway, my sister was with us. So we had two other friends from Gorey there with us. We met up there to have our lunch there. And they too, they could not believe it for an Irish stew. So when it came to the bill, we just refused point blank to pay for the Irish stew.
And do you know how much they were looking for the Irish stew, which wasn't the stew?
I really can't remember. It was around about the €20, between what? 20 and 25, yeah, something like that.
For a plate of spuds with some bisto?
Joe, the truth of God is, there wasn't any bisto in it. And I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I honestly think they've got some chefs who do not know how to cook.
Yeah.
Some years ago, I went to another well-known place in Portmarnock, and not far from Portmarnock Beach, into a pub there to have a meal. And it was a carvery lunch the one day we went in.
Right.
And went up, and the chef was serving the food, came to the stuffing. Well, I could have died with laughter. I said to him, have you forgotten to bind the stuffing? He says, what do you mean buying the stuffing? I said, that's just breadcrumbs with some herbs. There's no binding. I said, do you bind stuffing with butter? You know, I said, to bring it all together when you're making it. But there was no onions in it.
Incredible.
I just think they need to rethink their chefs.
Apparently you can't get chefs in Ireland.
Well, there's a concoction. Honest to God, Joe, my honest opinion is, and this is not a racist remark in any way, shape or form, but I think it's foreign chefs coming in and trying to do the food, simple food, complicated.
Yeah, okay, but it doesn't matter where they come from. You shouldn't know how to make Irish
stew. Well,
I tell
you, that's the truth. I wouldn't...
Do you reckon... Sorry, Betty, I'm going to cross it. Do you reckon it was £20 for the Irish stew?
Yeah.
There wasn't an Irish... And when you said, I'm not paying for it, they said...
Well, they said, did you complain? We said, yes, we complained in the first instance to the waitress. The poor waitress was embarrassed herself.
Okay, Betty Mitchell,
We went to another place as well, who were doing a platter, a well-known hotel outside in Howth.
Yeah.
And we ordered a plate of chicken wings, barbecue chicken wings,
right.
And they had a special deal, a platter, I think it was 20 or 22 euros. So my sister and I said, oh, we'll share that, that sounds nice. Well, my God, there was no way was there any barbecue sauce on it. Again, we had to complain. The manager came over and he said, oh, I'm very sorry. But he was a foreign gentleman. He says, I'm very sorry about this. He said, no, that's certainly not barbecue chicken wings. But anyway, we came to pay the bill, Joe.
Okay.
And when the waitress came and said, this is the bill, and we said, but no, the manager said, we are not to charge for the chicken wings.
Oh, very good.
But she said, oh, well, no, I've only taken the price off of the chicken wings, just off the wings itself, the chicken. The rest of the dish, you have to pay for. Well, of course, the manager came over and he said, no, 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 they don't pay for this.
Okay.
But there you go.
Okay, Betty, thanks, Lee. Betty, where's Stephen before the break? Stephen.
How are you, Joe?
Is this orange my waddy with water or club orange?
No. Just an orange, yeah. Just an orange out of a bottle, yeah.
Okay, how much?
Yeah, €6.
Oh, wow.
€6, you know.
Should that's more than the price of a pint of Guinness?
Now, I took it. I should have said no, but I did take it, you know. There's people standing behind me in the queue.
I know, you do be. What part of the country was that, Stephen?
In Dublin.
Okay, that should drive you to drink.
Temple Oak, to be precise.
Okay, yeah. What are you saying? €14.90 for an adult portion of what?
Just beef.
Of the carvery.
Not a great portion either, you know. €14.90 and then a child's portion, which is supposed to be a half portion. I thought half at €14.90 would be what?
£7.50 yeah. What was
that's
it?
That's €11.90.
Oh, is it? So in Temple Oak, half of €14.90 is €11.90.
Yeah, exactly. Only in Ireland.
Okay. Yeah. And your point of
water. I was only in Tenerife there on holidays 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, and you were getting the same Irish roast dinner, probably twice the size of the portion and as good a quality. You know, and you were getting a three-course meal for €10.
Yeah. Okay, we know what they say, insurance and labour and all the different things.
Yeah, but everybody has to pay that everywhere, don't they?
Yeah.
They pay that in all the countries.
Okay, Stephen, good morning, Stephanie and Eileen. 51551 Joe at RT.ie. No. Thanks.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.